Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 17, letter number 6406, Baruch Hashem. The 19th of Tammuz, Tovshin Yudchel, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, answering your letter, which is dated on the Monday, the 12th of Tammuz, the day of the freedom of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, the Prince of Israel, in which you confirm receiving my letter, and you also write more details with regards to your son and his family, may they live. And during an auspicious time, I will mention you on the Holy Tzion from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, as befitting to what you write. For all your requests, your needs over there, I will pray for you. So, this that you write, that in order to make up for the past, this can be by influence on the grandchildren, may they live. So the Rebbe says, it's understood that this is very important. The main matters is helping, making sure that the grandchildren will follow in the tradition. But the Rebbe says you should not be satisfied with that. Based on the command, "Va'afto l'reicha kamaicha," love thy fellow as yourself. And therefore, you need to help all those that are working with this with whatever you can. And the Rebbe says we have to see to it that this idea of Taras HaMishpacha, family purity, should become more acceptable. It should penetrate in wider circles. So the Rebbe says, not only but your grandchildren. So the Rebbe says, you have to help all those that are doing with whatever you can in order to get this more sort of acceptable. This is the idea. And the Rebbe says, it is known the power of correction and tshuva. Not only that it removes the punishment, God forbid, but this actually adds to success. As it's known, the expression from our Rebbe of blessed memory, that Bali Teshuva, people who repent, are greater than complete tzaddikim, than complete righteous people. So the Rebbe says, your repentance makes you even on a higher level than even then at tzaddik. But the Rebbe says, not only your grandchildren, see to giving other people, making them comfortable with this idea of Taras HaMishpacha. The Rebbe says, I hope that you keep up the takona, what was established to say, the portion of the monthly tehillim, as the tehillim is divided for the days of the month, every day after prayer in the morning. And also the chapter of Tehillim by your age, which means starting from the Bar Mitzvah day, you start saying every day after davening, chapter 14, because after 13, you're in the 14th year. And every year following, you say the next chapter of Tehillim. So you would say, when you're 14, you say 15. Because when you're 14, you're in your 15th year. So you always do the chapter of Tehillim on your age. The Rebbe blesses him for good news in all of the above. And from your participation in the Fabring of Yudbeis Tammuz, which certainly took place in your city, and the Rebbe prays, so the Rebbe is so assuming that he should give good news about that as well. And the Rebbe prays that this should be a beginning of good news. There was some issue over there that the Rebbe was discussing with him, and the Rebbe says that it's good to speak to the grandchildren, to influence them, but the Rebbe says also more in wider circles. And the Rebbe says, when you correct and you do tshuva, you're actually on a higher level. And the Rebbe encouraged him to say this portion of Tehillim every day, and in addition to the chapter of Tehillim of his age. And the Rebbe blesses him for good news, and this should be a good beginning for passing along good news.